The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning and welcome to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Lisa Murphy. I'm here with Dr. Slavin, and Janet is joining us from a remote location. Janet, our high-tech show is making it too easy for you to stay on the Jersey Shore with your toes in the sand. Next time you have to take us with you. Good morning. I'm going to just give
morning.
The audience
I'm
a few...
I'm so happy to hear your voices, and I will be rejoining the Floridians shortly. I'll be home tonight.
Oh, good. Well, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow in the studio. I'm going to give the audience just a few highlights for today and for the week before I turn it back over to Dr. Slavin and Janet. And first of all, we want to thank our show sponsor, AMT Centers, for hosting a great seminar on Saturday. Dr. Slavin was the guest speaker, and he talked about specialty medical tests. Now, these tests are standard tests that Dr. Slavin uses to gain a comprehensive understanding of his patient's health status, actually before he starts treating them. It's really important to get in-depth information about your health before any physician starts to prescribe anything for you. We've talked before about going beyond that CBC test and getting much more in-depth information about your health, which was the subject of the seminar on Saturday. We had a great group, a full group of people. Such a pleasure to spend an hour with so many people in tune with their health and asking great questions. AMT Centers will be hosting another seminar soon. We're pretty sure it's going to be on supplements, given some of the questions and feedback we got from the audience on Saturday. However, we are open to suggestions about the topics of our seminars. So please remember that you can email us if you have any suggestions on topics for a seminar. You can email us at naturaldocradio.com or at amtcenters.com. And stay tuned to hear the dates of the seminars. We'll have one coming up at AMT Centers, as I said, probably on supplements. And then Dr. Slavin will be doing a seminar on thermography in September at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. Dr. Slavin, I want to share...
Just one other thing. We got a call last week relating to the content of one of the programs. And I realize that probably a lot of listeners out there don't have the facility of using the internet and going with an email or text messages or whatever required with a computer. So we're going to put together a dedicated phone number. So if you have any comments or anything you want us to talk about, you'll just call this number. You won't even have to talk to anybody. Just leave a message. Tell us what you want, and you can hang up. I think that'll be easy for people.
I think that's a great idea, and a listener did call in last week after hearing the show on Friday. And, you know, we love the fact that we spark a response from our audience. The whole format of this show is a dialogue between you and Janet, and oftentimes you have on special guests. And that brings me to the comment that you made Saturday at the seminar that I think really sums up your philosophy and Janet's regarding the relationship you have with your patients and your clients. And what you said is that you believe it's important for people to become informed healthcare consumers so they can take charge of their health. The whole idea is for people to embrace the idea that they should have all the information that their doctor has when it comes to making decisions about their healthcare. And that's what you do on this show. We're not going to ever shy away from dialogue or debate or disagreements about certain topics. We want the audience and the listeners to be involved in the discussion. We think that's very important. We've talked about the fact that you should question what your doctor says. You should not be satisfied that after you take that mainstream CBC test, the comprehensive blood count, is it? Comprehensive blood count test. That you take the test and then you simply get a call from the doctor's nurse saying everything's okay. That's not going to happen when you sit with Dr. Slavin and Janet.
What that really means is you're not sick enough to be in a hospital.
Right. They can't make any money off of you.
But that doesn't mean you're okay. That's the problem. A normal CBC and a normal chem panel aren't enough testing to be able to say you're okay. And that's the point we're trying to make, is there are a lot of other tests that you can avail yourself of. Your insurance will cover it, and then you'll have the information to chart a better course regarding your health. And it's not about taking drugs.
Exactly, but it is about that partnership. When you have your patients go through all those tests, there is an in-depth discussion with that patient, and even with Janet. Janet can review the test with you, too. And you're going to know every bit about your health before you get started on a path of what you should be doing to improve your health. So, again, the whole idea here is a lively discussion on this show about a variety of topics. So let me ask you, Dr. Slavin, what lively topics do you have for us this morning?
Well, today or yesterday marks the 1 year anniversary of the events in Ferguson. And what stood out when I was reading about it was how it was reported. The events were reported in many different ways. And even though they were all reporting about the same event, depending how it was stated, you'd get a different take home message. For example, the most common report I read was, an unarmed black teenager was shot by a white policeman. Now, that's not untrue, but it leaves out some information that is important, because a lot of people just read the headline. They don't read the small print. So if you stated it more like this, for example, and in my opinion, race has nothing to do with this, but if you stated it like this, a teenager, or you can even say unarmed teenager, who had just robbed a convenience store, fought with a policeman and resisted arrest, got shot and died. You know, it puts things in a different context and you take away a different feeling about what happened. And I only bring this up to say this happens all the time when you read about healthcare, when you read about how these drugs are so great for you, or how this procedure is the best thing that ever happened. And you really have to go beyond the headline and delve into the small print, and even more importantly, see who's writing it, because there are special interests all the time that have their own position to promote, especially, you know, even with our political season now, and you're looking at all the people running for president, and everybody, you know, you talk to two different people that have completely different views of what's going on. You have to, you know, do your own research and try and figure out what the truth is. Now, I know Janet has some opinions on this.
Janet has so many different opinions. And what's very interesting, Dr. Slavin, is when we get to the bottom line in our discussions, you and I actually almost arrive at the same point, but we arrive there through very, very different routes. And what we want is truth. What we want is information provided by our media that allows individuals to make informed decisions about their political future, about the safety of navigating the streets in whatever city or town you might be in, and where we're going with all of this is so that people can do the best possible decision-making that they can for themselves and for their families, keep them safe, learn what the goals might be for themselves as citizens of this nation. So making a decision politically, making a decision with regard to your health. And it's very important for people to understand that you need to get the entire story. And as you said, Dr. Slavin, a lot of times people look at the headlines and they don't buy the paper. And it's in the details that you get the whole story. And we see many, many times, and I hear it over and over again from people that, oh, coffee is very, very bad for you. Don't drink coffee. Oh, you should be on a low-fat diet. Oh, artificial sweeteners, because they have no calories, will let you maintain a proper weight. By using artificial sweeteners, you will avoid the negatives associated with sugar. So many different details underneath that headline will actually make people choose a different direction in their everyday choices. What I did want to say is when people come to me with a copy of their CBC, very often, if they've been working with me for an extended period of time, they know that they really should bring to me at least the last three CBC reports. When I have that perspective, that time period perspective, I can talk to them about this is an issue that is developing. It's in the normal range, and your doctor will never speak to you about it, because I get that question all the time. Well, why didn't my doctor tell me? Well, it's in the normal range, and possibly this is the one snapshot that he had. He didn't have that several different test viewpoint that I'm getting here. This is developing. This is what we need to do to stop that negative development and keep you in the big picture in the normal range. Dr. Slavin?
Well, let me give a specific example there. And you bring up a very point, because even though a test result might be in the normal range, you can detect trends that could be very important. For example, if your hemoglobin on your last test was 15, which is in the normal range, and the next time it's tested, it's 14 or 13, all those numbers are in the normal range. So unless you're comparing prior testing with the future testing, you'll miss it. And what are you missing? You're missing the fact the patient's losing blood, and that's a serious problem. The other reason for doing tests on a regular basis is you'll pick up mistakes that the labs make, and they make lots of them, and not always because of incompetence, although I think that's sometimes the case, but sometimes it's the way the blood is handled. Maybe there's a delay in testing. Sometimes you might see an elevated potassium because it was released from the blood cells, and that because of rough handling, or the tourniquet is on too long, and that can release potassium. So that's why serial testing is important. And if you ever get a result that's unexpected or doesn't match your clinical opinion, repeat the test.
Okay, we're going to take a short break and come back to this very lively discussion in just a minute. For now, let's hear from our sponsor, AMT Centers.
Have you ever heard of someone going to see the doctor for a checkup or a sore throat or some common complaint, and in that visit they were diagnosed with a much more serious issue? The story I remember is the one about someone taking blood tests before cosmetic surgery, and those blood tests saved the life of the patient by discovering colon cancer. So don't be surprised. Come to Advanced Medical Testing for comprehensive testing to assure wellness. Call 754-216-2332 to schedule an appointment and get the information you need about advanced medical testing, or visit amtcenters.com. That's 754-216.
For expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via telephone, Skype, or email with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at JanetCimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN.
Welcome back to Natural Doc Radio. I'm here with Dr. Slavin, and Janet Cimarelli is joining us from a remote location. We're having a great conversation this morning about messages in the media, about how to interpret health information that you're getting. And I do want to share another comment that Dr. Slavin made at the seminar on Saturday. Janet, you just mentioned how you use the CBC tests and other medical tests to help your clients. And you mentioned that the doctor doesn't do that. Well, the mainstream doctor certainly has on file the history of the CBC tests, but unlike you and Dr. Slavin, they're perhaps not referencing them. And that is the big difference here that we're talking about. Dr. Slavin does the testing in intervals of every 3 to 6 months, and that is for the very reasons he stated. You want to see the trending of what's happening with your health, and you want to look for errors, too. Educate yourself about these different approaches. And as Dr. Slavin said on Saturday, if you're not getting this information from your doctor, maybe it's time for another doctor. Dr. Slavin? Janet, go ahead.
It's very, very interesting because when you see something glaringly out of range and for the prior 2 or 3 tests, that number has been in range. And Dr. Slavin explained why that might happen, that the blood was not necessarily properly handled. Something went wrong in the testing center. And a lot of times people come to me and they're extremely alarmed because, and we'll go to potassium. Potassium is dramatically out of range. And I say, before you make any dramatic changes, before you begin to use a certain medication to address this that your doctor is talking to you about, give it a couple of weeks, do a retest, and you may very well find that you are certainly in the normal range, that there was something that went wrong in the test. So I tell people, never make a very dramatic decision about changing your vitamin program, your medication program, your lifestyle and diet until you have double-checked that out-of-range result. Dr. Slavin?
All right. Thank you, Janet. I wanted to switch topics a little bit, but it still has to do with what you read in the media. And our listeners may have heard me talk about this before. It's the fact that vitamin C is necessary to help prevent heart disease. And vitamin C was discovered probably back in the 1930s or 40s. And, you know, Linus Pauling got involved with it back in the, probably in the 50s at least. And in the 70s, he came out with his theory based on, you know, really good scientific observation that people who took vitamin C had a lower incidence of heart disease. And he was able to prove this over and over again and confirm it by looking at the retina, you know, through your eye. You could look at the blood vessels in the back of the eye, and you could see the resolution of plaque in the blood vessels on people with people taking vitamin C for heart disease. But nobody ever really gave him much credit in that area. In fact, when on 2 occasions when he applied to the National Institute of Health for a grant in order to study this possibility. In other words, nobody ever believes anybody unless there's a study to back up what they're saying. You know, even if you say, you know, I saw those two cars run into each other. Well, that's just hearsay. You know, we have to have a study to prove that really happened, even though it's so apparent. And I bring this up because today a report came out that was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition And they're talking about a study that was done at the called the Copenhagen General Population Study. And they looked at 100,000 Danes. And the reason I did the study is because I think we all know that heart disease is the number one leading cause of death. And they thought that, like Linus Pauling, they said perhaps vitamin C plays a role one way or the other. So they did this study looking at who died from heart disease and what was their vitamin C levels. And the conclusion they came to was, in quotes, we can see that those with the highest intake of fruits and vegetables have a 15% lower risk of developing cardiovascular disease and a 20% lower risk of early death compared with those who very rarely eat fruits and vegetables. At the same time, we can see that the reduced risk is related to high vitamin C concentrations in the blood from fruits and vegetables. I'm not sure they mentioned whether or not they were taking supplemental vitamin C or not, but the bottom line here is test your vitamin C levels. See if you're getting enough vitamin C. And why does vitamin C play a role in coronary artery disease? Because vitamin C is the crucial component to the body's ability to make collagen. And collagen is what gives strength to your blood vessels. So if your blood vessels are weak, the pumping of the heart causes microtrauma to those blood vessels, and then you get the deposition of substances that eventually lead to plaque formation and the development of blockages in the heart. Now, what Linus Pauling was able to demonstrate is if you give those people vitamin C and lysine, you can reverse that whole process and, of course, prevent it. And therefore, you help people with coronary artery disease. Now, why wouldn't the NIH want to grant those studies? And my opinion is they probably agreed with Linus Pauling. And this is information they didn't want to become regular knowledge.
Jenny, you have a comment? I have a couple of comments about that. First of all, I absolutely detest the phrase fruits and vegetables because it leads people to believe that either the fruits come first or the fruits and vegetables are equal, and they are not. It's vegetables, 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 and maybe two servings of fruit a day. Reasonable servings, not a whole bowl of melon, not a very, very large apple, a very, very large banana, a very large serving of pineapple. The truth is it's all sorts of vegetables, and that peppers are going to give you a greater level of vitamin C than any of the fruits that you might choose. Keep in mind the negatives associated with the fruit that makes me so outspoken on this topic has to do with the sugar. And unfortunately, from so many different directions, Americans are bombarded with sugar. The other part of it has to do with Linus Pauling and his work and research with regard to vitamin C. And yes, indeed, vitamin C is going to be very supportive of collagen. However, One of the most significant functions of vitamin C in your body has to do with reducing inflammation. And I talk and demonstrate all the time to the people that come to see me with some kind of circulatory disease, or they're using a statin drug, or for one reason or another, they are at higher risk for cardiovascular disease. Inflammation inside your blood vessels creates the kind of dysfunction in the blood vessel that puts extreme pressure on your heart and circulatory system. So vitamin C, going to support your immune system, going to support connective tissue. So not only are you going to have better support to your skin from that collagen content, but that collagen content and the connective tissue support afforded you by the vitamin C keeps your joints flexible and moving on, moving very, very freely. So interesting that inflammation breaking down that very important connective tissue, those ligaments, those tendons, keeping your joints moving freely. When that happens because of inflammation, you are opening the door to a very wide range of terribly uncomfortable situations and literally a deadly situation for your heart and circulatory system. Dr. Slavin?
And that's where testing for inflammatory markers come in. But there's also another test. I remember talking about this with Dr. Dan Rehm, and so we're going back into the probably the 1990s on this one, is the ultrafast CT scan. And what is that? That's a test that will identify people with increased plaque formation, which is associated, of course, with coronary artery disease. But the point here is if you do it on a 40-year-old, we know what to expect on a 40-year-old as far as how much they should have. And if you have more than expected for your age, that should be a wake-up call, and you better do something about it. But that's not the way mainstream medicine works. They don't want to warn you in time to prevent it. They want to warn you in time to have bypass surgery. So they never really got behind doing the ultrafast CT scan or a calcium score, as it's otherwise known as. They want to do a stress test. They say do a stress test to see if you have coronary artery disease. And what does that mean? That means if you fail the stress test, now you've met the criteria to have surgery. And what we want to do is try and give people the information so they can avoid failing the stress test just by just making those little changes in your diet. Cut back on the sugar, increase your vitamin C intake, and that'll go a long way towards reducing your risk of these problems.
So important, such incredibly important information, and these are the kinds of tidbits that people will learn about at the AMT Center's seminars on Saturdays. One of the other things that I wanted to talk about, in addition to sugar as a significant negative with regard to the inflammatory processes within your body. When people have all of this inflammation going on, what is something that they commonly reach for? They don't reach for the fish oil. They don't reach for the vitamin D, the vitamin C, the alpha-lipoic acid, the curcumin. They don't reach for those things, though we have many, many studies from around the world about how effectively these substances reduce inflammation. But instead, in the drugstore, they reach for Advil and all of the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And when we come back, we want to talk about a little bit the dangers associated with reaching blindly for those things. Lisa?
Okay, if you want to become an informed healthcare consumer, join us after this brief break. Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex test and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m. Welcome back to Natural Doc Radio. We're so glad you're joining us this morning. We're here with Dr. Slavin and Janet Cimarelli having a very lively discussion about becoming an informed healthcare consumer. questioning what information you're getting from your doctor and from the media, and really understanding and educating yourself about what you need to keep yourself healthy. Janet, you were just saying rather than reaching for some over-the-counter medication, to take a different approach to address some symptoms. Do you want to talk more about that?
A little bit. Certainly what people can learn by visiting us at AMT centers and having the correct and deeply informative tests done, they will learn about the level of inflammation that their bodies are dealing with, and then learn about the natural substances that are going to minimize that inflammation. What happens? In the short term, their aches and pains will be diminished. In the long term, the threat that systemic long-term inflammation poses to their overall good health, their cardiovascular health, very important information they will learn, and then how to overcome the development of that degenerative disease. Underlying the development of cardiovascular disease, diabetes, arthritis, headaches, so many different uncomfortable situations, and ultimately also underlying the development of cancer in our bodies, is this continuous inflammatory assault that our bodies, our cells, have to deal with. Imagine that your blood, instead of delivering high quality nutrients efficiently to each of the cell and carrying waste away efficiently, instead the chemistry of your blood is impaired and contributes to the inflammation rather than helping overcome it. So the kind of information that you get from the in-depth testing available at advanced medical testing centers right here, it is so invaluable for overcoming your everyday problems that you might reach for a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory pain reliever for, and in the long term to minimize the potential for developing all of the degenerative diseases that unfortunately are so common here in the United States. Dr. Slavin?
Well, I want to make one comment, Janet, because you brought up something about the medical test, the advanced medical test that Dr. Slavin uses. You know, this came up at the seminar on Saturday. You know, if you're going to a mainstream doctor, even if you asked your doctor to prescribe these tests, are they really going to know how to utilize them to help you with your health? And the answer is probably no. These are standard tests that Dr. Slavin uses prior to even setting down and working with his patients on a plan to get healthy. It's great information, but the provider has to believe in using the information and has to want to help you understand that there are natural substances you can use, which, as you often say, Dr. Slavin, is not really what they want to promote.
Now, Lisa, what we've tried to do at the Institute of Advanced Medicine is accept as many insurances as possible, so we can make this information available. I know there are many practices that do what we do, but they don't take insurance. So that's what we try to do. And these tests can be very expensive if you have to pay out of pocket, but the insurances do cover it. Now, I want to change the way people think about things. So when a doctor says, take this anti-inflammatory, instead of saying, what do I do for my headache or my backache, you should really be thinking about, what am I doing that's giving me that pain? Now, think about it in these terms. We are exposed to about 80,000 synthetic chemicals in the water we drink, the food, and the air. So there's a one way to start thinking. So when you have a headache or a backache, it's not a lack of an aspirin or a Tylenol. It's a reflection that our body is being overwhelmed by all these chemicals. And I use even the babies are a reflection of uh, at least a year in advance, that you get as healthy as you can before you get pregnant, because that's going to be passed on to the baby. So we really live in a very polluted environment. And when you think of things in those terms, you know, then you have to start thinking about how to limit that exposure. And of course, since the we mentioned, you can't change too much the air we breathe, at least on the outside. In your homes, you can. You know, the best way to improve the air in your homes is to open your windows and air it out. The water, I think we can control that a little bit better. Don't drink the tap water, because even though they've chlorinated and fluoridated, they really don't do anything to take out certain chemicals. I mean, it's been said that you want to get, I used to talk about getting antibiotics without a prescription, just have meat. Well, if you want to get antidepressants without a prescription, or female hormones without a prescription, you know, drink water, because it's not being filtered out of the water supplies. They're primarily concerned with infectious diseases, and that's what they're treating for. So how do we do that? Well, you know, drink purify your water, or buy bottled water that comes from a reliable source. And when it comes to the food you eat, you have to, you know, go to organic food. That, you know, people say, well, how do we know it's really organic? Well, we can't say with 100% certainty. You hope the label is truthful, but it's still going to be better than the foods that are constantly sprayed with toxic substances. And then when it comes to the meat you're eating, you want to get grass-fed beef or milk, for example, from grass-fed cows, if you must drink milk. We're not a big proponent of milk. You know, if you were to put a little bit into coffee, you know, that's not going to be a problem. But, you know, as the advertisements on TV used to say, drink this glass of milk and you got the milk mustache, you know, the American Dairy Association's, you know, promoting that. Recombinant bovine growth hormone. You want to make sure the milk doesn't have that. I know Publix doesn't sell milk, supposedly, that has that in it. But you want that. If you get organic milk, then you can be sure it doesn't have it. So these are little steps that you can take. I think an important one, especially for kids, is don't use plastic baby bottles. Use glass bottles. I mean, that's a big one. And also for yourself, don't store things in plastic. Don't use styrofoam in the microwave and heat it up. I mean, you think about all these little things we do on a day-to-day basis that cause an accumulation of these toxins. And then I hope you begin to understand why we get sick. You know, we don't get sick because we lack a drug. We didn't develop a drug deficiency. We get sick because we keep putting poisons into our body unknowingly, and nobody is really telling us about it. For example, when you cook, don't use that nonstick cookware. That's another source of poisons. Use ceramic or glass cookware. So those are just a couple of things you have to think about. Janet?
This is such basic and high quality information. It's really very interesting that, unfortunately, far too many people have been moving through their lives, as you were mentioning before, Dr. Slavin, based on the headlines that they see in the media, and they're not getting this kind of in-depth education about the small details and the small choices that they're making every day of their lives. And that's what we hope to accomplish both here on the radio, Natural Doc Radio, and at naturaldocradio.com. There are all sorts of articles, all sorts of recordings that will assist people in creating a broad approach to a healthy life. And it is, the devil is in the details, and boy, oh boy, is it true when you're talking about natural substances. And just getting back to the base of our discussion this morning, vitamin C. If you're exposed to toxins and your cells are literally suffused with vitamin C, if each and every cell of your body has the ultimate amount of vitamin C, 100% satisfied with the vitamin C content in the cells, those chemicals, even though they do pose a danger, the danger is much more reduced because your cells are so very well protected. And over the years, that's one of the things that Dr. Slavin has afforded his patients at his practice, the ability to literally suffuse your cells with vitamin C. It's so important for every different system of your body. A lot of times people think, okay, well, the vitamin C, I'll take some extra vitamin C. I'll take it in the fall of the year where I'm protecting my immune system and reducing my risk of being vulnerable to viruses, sore throats, and so on. But vitamin C content in our bodies goes far beyond our immune systems. And as I mentioned before, that anti-inflammatory activity of vitamin C, so significant both in the short term and the long term. And keep in mind, vitamin C, wonderful, and supplements, absolutely wonderful, but you want to know exactly the best type of supplement to choose for your particular issue. And I'll just throw out there is an Ayurvedic herbal source of vitamin C that has such an incredibly wide range of activity in addition to providing this baseline of vitamin C content. And don't forget, it isn't just citrus fruits that are going to provide vitamin C in your diet for you. It's vegetables as well. And when you combine the vitamin C with different minerals, as you will get in a whole food, let's say a pepper, a sweet potato, carrot, different greens, you're getting the vitamin C, but you're getting this incredibly supportive cast of nutrients that allow the vitamin C to work even better. Dr. Slavin?
Well, I want to remind our listeners about this one fact that probably what got Linus Pauling to look at vitamin C in human health and disease, and that's the fact that most animals make their own vitamin C. It's only four mammals that don't make vitamin C. That's humans, the primates, the fruit-eating bat, and guinea pigs. That's one of the reasons they use guinea pigs in a lot of experimentation. But otherwise, every animal makes their own vitamin C, and based on a human's weight, they make about 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day. And when they get sick, they increase their production of vitamin C to deal with the illness up to as much as 14,000 milligrams a day, or 14 grams a day. And so you can see why throughout nature, vitamin C is used to maintain health and fight disease. Humans don't make vitamin C, but it seems to me to make sense to provide that help in taking extra vitamin C.
Great information. We're scratching the surface of really how you can keep yourself healthy. Stay tuned and we'll have more information after the break.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor, offers remote counseling sessions. She'll work with you to help you manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She'll help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. Sessions are offered via telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she'll provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at janetcimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking. Okay, we're back here at Natural Doc Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. We appreciate all of our listeners. We're talking a little bit about vitamin C, but, you know, we got on the topic about this when we talked about the media and their influence on the messages that we hear about the news in general, but particularly about health. And not to get on a soapbox, but we really have to pay attention to what the message is, and as Dr. Slavin likes to say, follow the money if the message doesn't make sense to you. Dr. Slavin talked a little bit about dairy and the milk that you're drinking and what to look for on labels. But again, we're back to this subject of what is the message that you're hearing about your health and the importance for you to work with a physician who can help you educate yourself on what the message is, to kind of peel back the layers of that onion and figure out what the true message is about medicines, natural substances, and to work with you to figure out the best approach to stay healthy.
Well, 40 to 50% of a hospital's revenue, these are the hospitals that do bypass, come from bypass. Are they very likely to let you know of ways to reduce the need for bypass surgery? I don't think so. And this is what you have to consider. I'm not saying don't do bypass. I'm just saying try and reduce your potential need for bypass. That only makes sense. Reduce your need for a angioplasty and a stent formation. Reduce your risk of developing cancer. I mean, these are the things that we're looking at, because I see how concerned people get when they're diagnosed with these problems and then they want to do everything they can to get well, but they don't realize that they have it within their power to prevent these illnesses if only it was made a little bit more clear to them, but it never is. You go to a doctor, and he's only testing you for the presence of these diseases, not for the risk of developing them, and that's where these tests come in. They identify people at risk of developing a problem before you get it, and to me, that should be the goal of healthcare practiced by everybody. Unfortunately, it's not.
Janet, do you have a comment?
It's very interesting, yes. And I unfortunately say it far too many times. Our insurance and testing and doctor's visits and hospitalizations are all based on disease care. And here at Natural Doc Radio, that's what we are about, overcoming disease. And we have all of the different ways of doing it. And it isn't that we're just pulling different substances out of the air. These are substances supporting wellness that have been researched around the world thousands of times. Very credible research supporting the use of these different natural substances. And that's what I'm about, a combination of very important natural things that are going to reduce inflammation, enhance detoxification, achieve that support on a cellular level that you can only get with natural substances. You can take care of symptom relief with different pharmaceuticals, over-the-counter drugs, but you can't get that actual support of high-quality cellular function using those chemical substances that are developed to, in the moment, make you feel better, but do absolutely nothing to give you good health in the long term. And I talked about not necessarily liking that combination of fruits and vegetables because it gives the wrong impression. People are overwhelmed with sugar, creating inflammation. And even an intake of fruits that is too high gives you too much sugar and ultimately can lead to inflammation. And that's why I have worked for years with people about evaluating their diet, evaluating the supplements that they're taking, and then using the physician's desk reference, we'll review all of the different symptoms that they might be dealing with and what might be attributable to the different drugs they're taking as far as creating side effects. So if people want to learn about changing their dietary approach, and it's step by step, you don't get overwhelmed with an enormous change. What you do is step by step, let's eliminate the worst offenders and gradually introduce things that they might have avoided before, they might not necessarily have been familiar with, but have dramatically beneficial health-supporting effects. Dr. Slavin?
Yeah, and Jenna, I want to bring up another topic, breast thermography. We offer that here at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. It's not just a replacement for mammography. You know, people, you know, promote it that way, you know, no radiation, no compression. No, but it's a tool that identifies women at risk of developing breast cancer years before the breast cancer ever shows up on any other test. And that's what's important. And that's probably the reason why insurance doesn't cover the test. Think about that. We mentioned bypass surgery before. What if we reduce the incidence of breast cancer? How many billions of dollars a year is spent on treating women with breast cancer? It's the same thing. We want to empower people to take charge of their lives, not just do a test to find out that they need to be treated for a disease, but to do a test to find out that they're at risk of developing a disease unless they make changes now. And the changes are very simple if you just do them. And the nice thing about having the thermography at the Institute of Advanced Medicine, we know how to treat the abnormalities there, because the number one abnormality that we see is hormonal imbalance. And we can do that.
And then you go ahead and have the right testing approaches so people understand that what they're doing moves them in the right direction toward correct hormonal imbalance.
You know, the question has been raised so often, how come we have such a high incidence of breast cancer in this country compared to so many other countries, like Japan, for example, where it's 1 out of 50 in Japan and 1 out of 8 in the U.S.? And you have to think about all the exposures. We mentioned all those toxic chemicals, the xenoestrogens, the estrogens in the environment, but also things like birth control pills that young women use for so many years. And the problem with birth control pills, you can't do a blood test to evaluate the effect it's having on the person. The only way to really look at the effect of birth control pills on women is with a breast thermography. And yet those women, you know, in the, say, the 20 or let's say even the 18 to 35 year old age group, they're not going for these tests yet. But if they were, they might see that they're creating an environment in their bodies that's conducive to breast cancer later on. And they might think about correcting it and trying a different approach.
Let me just remind our listeners that Natural Doc Radio is bringing together three incredibly wonderful resources for listeners. You have access to Dr. Slavin's Practice Institute of Advanced Medicine, Janet Cimarelli's Licensed Nutrition Counseling Services, and Advanced Medical Testing Centers. These are three businesses that have come together to give you the information that you need to keep yourself healthy. And we really hope that you use this as an interactive community, if you will, to ask questions and become more informed. Remember that you can ask questions and leave an email at naturaldocradio.com or amtcenters.com. We encourage you to get involved and share questions with us and comments.
And Lisa, I don't know if we gave out the phone number for my office. It's 954-748-4991. So if you, you know, we're not looking to replace your doctor, by the way. We're just think of us as a specialist in preventing illnesses and identifying risk factors so that you can take charge and Then you can go back to your doctor and he can see how healthy you've become.
And it's very interesting because I say to people all the time, this does not mean that you will have to...
Stay healthy, recent news reports about health and medicine. Thanks again, and we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.